This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
This crazy story, I can't believe that this is still a thing. And that is the story that we spoke about last week with regard to this engagement party that went viral, that broke some of the rules, the COVID regulations, went viral and now has taken on a life of its own.
It is just appalling, and obviously it's appalling what took place in the first place, which was an engagement party held by sections of the community in Melbourne, the ultra-Orthodox community, and approximately 60, between 60 and 70 people there. And just to add to the craziness of that, which was held against COVID lockdown rules, someone who was there posted the thing into social media, and so it just took a life of its own, landed up in mainstream media. And as we mentioned last week, there was a collective fine of around $350,000 to those who were there, which worked out about $4,500 a head. Now that obviously was totally unacceptable, the fact that it happened. But what you just referred to is just been this eruption of just hate on social media. This is why we hoped you would be wiped out in the 40s, put them in a gas chamber, hope you all get COVID. They do not deserve to be called Jews. It's just gone crazy. And obviously the community is very exercised by all of this. First of all, concerned that this engagement party happened at all. And then secondly, the fact that there's just been this absolute eruption, and just appalling, and obviously very worrying, and not just in Melbourne, but in Sydney, you know, nationwide, and just really, really concerning at the fact that there's been such a visceral response to what took place.
Yeah, where does it go from here? Because, and it's interesting, even how you're speaking about it, I imagine that every time you speak about it, you've still got to condemn the incident itself and then follow it up. But it becomes a bit much, because this level of hate and this level of, well, pure anti-Semitism, saying that this is why you shouldn't have survived the 40s, is an incredible reaction to an event that might have been wrong, but certainly doesn't call for the death penalty.
Well, exactly right. And as we just remind listeners, is that the good news was, in quotes, was that the Premier of the State of Victoria, Daniel Andrews, came out very strongly and very quickly on national television saying that this anti-Semitism, any unacceptable, is evil. He used the word evil and unacceptable, and that, you know, 99% of the Jewish community is doing the right thing, is responsible, et cetera, et cetera. And this is just a group. It was a stupid function, illegal function is how he described it, but condemned the anti-Semitic response. So that was the positive of all of this. And then obviously within the community itself, people saying, why did the media have to talk about the fact that it was a Jewish function, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think we can point a finger at the media for doing that, given that someone who was at the function itself went and posted it on social media. So, you know, put it out there.
Well, so, I guess the question would be, is if it was a group of, I don't know, Christians, Hindus getting together, would there have been a focus on the religious aspect of it? Maybe if it was a christening or something like that, it would have been. And then there would be a focus on the Christian element. So it is an interesting one, but it's just appalling that this still is going on. It's just a crazy, crazy situation. Another one is Nazis Next Door, increased media on neo-Nazi cells. Tell us about this.
So this is right. So we mentioned this last week, and the expose, if I can use that word, has continued. And this is what Australia has its own 60 minutes equivalent, as in from the United States, obviously, 60 minutes. And some journalists from 60 Minutes and from Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, which is Melbourne's main daily newspaper, well, one of its daily newspapers, have uncovered this neo-Nazi network here in this country. And if that were not disturbing enough, it's connected to organizations overseas, Canada, England, United States, and, dare I say, South Africa. And the group which they is connected, which is in, has a chapter in South Africa, according to the reports, is an organization called The Base, as in B-A-S-E. And according to the reports, it has chapters in North America, South Africa, and Britain, and involves neo-Nazis attempting to bring about what they call a race war against society using violence. And then there's another group called Combat 18, and all sorts of vague references to Hitler himself. And so there's been yet a continued expose about this, the group and its attempts at recruiting young men. And it is mainly men. I guess the good news in a sense is that while these groups have been very careful about keeping the identity concealed, because someone amazingly, infiltrated this group with a camera, a video camera, and these cameras have now appeared in the mainstream media, the footage has appeared in mainstream media with photographs of a lot of the main players in this group here in Australia. And so, you know, the main headline in the mainstream media, unmasked local recruiter for worldwide neo-Nazi group. And so it goes on. And so thousands of words of coverage plus on national television. So it's pretty disturbing. And I guess the positive is that, you know, it shines a light on this mob and the counter-terrorism security agencies are looking at them and are obviously being interviewed about them. So that's the, and then again, the also disturbing is they quote and venerate people such as Tarrant, the terrorist who murdered 51 Muslims in New Zealand, 2 years ago in, March the 15th, 2019. And they hold these people up as, you know, examples to be emulated. So pretty disturbing stuff.
Indeed. Finally, the court approves a development application for a $60 million Jewish community center. This is incredible.
It is incredible. And the model is anyone who has traveled, if people remember that notion, has traveled around the world, know that JCCs, as they call them, Jewish community centers, are a big part of Jewish life, mainly in the Americas, South America, North America, etc., where you have one large hub which brings together organizations and functions, et cetera, et cetera. And so now that is in the throes of coming together here in Australia. I mean, not a brick has been laid yet, but just this week, the Land and Environment Court, which is the sort of arbiter of what you can build and what you cannot, has given green light to this development to begin going ahead. It's there used to be something called the Hakoa Club here in Sydney, which was based on an Austrian soccer club way back when. And the Hakoa Club folded here some years ago, and it is now being reimagined as this new fabulous Jewish community center, which as at a cost of, as you just mentioned, $60 million.
Incredible.
Now, the last time I saw a number, about $45 to $50 million that has already been raised. And so it is expected that development will begin to take place by the end of this year, if not early next year. So it'll be a game changer for the Sydney Jewish community, a huge major center for the community, which will bring, you know, so much of what the community does into one fabulous hub.
What an incredible story. That is where we leave it. It is 6:56. Vic Aladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you for speaking to us.